Friends, our hymn for focus today is God of Mercy, God of Grace. I want to give you just a little bit of background about this hymn in terms of its origins. But really, what I have most to say is about the content of the hymn rather than its history. This is a hymn that was written by a man named Henry Francis Leighty. He lived from 1793 to 1847, so you never met him. He was an Anglican minister. He sort of became deepened in his faith after he began in ministry as a consequence of ministering to a dying fellow clergyman. He wrote some hymns. But maybe I can say just a word about the character of his life. He was sort of renowned for his education, but most of his ministry took place in a Devon fishing village, where he took considerable interest in education and organized Sunday schools, which, if you may have heard, Sunday schools, in their origins, often had not just a religious aspect to them, but also an educational aspect in a general sense. Leighty found himself in this community where fishermen had not had much of a chance for education, and their children likewise. And so these Sunday schools were an opportunity to share faith, but also literacy. And apparently they were quite successful. One commenter on his life said that he had an annual event for everyone, and I guess this would be students past, present, perhaps even future. And that there were sometimes as many as 800 to 1,000 people at it, which for a small community, which couldn't have numbered very many, was quite an accomplishment because he made an impact on people in a wide area of the countryside. This hymn, God of Mercy, God of Grace, is a paraphrase of Psalm 67. We also know him for the hymn, Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven, and probably his most famous hymn, Abide With Me, which he wrote in the final days of his life. Now, the music that we sing this to was written by Conrad Coker, who also, we also sing For the Beauty of the Earth to this tune. And he wrote other music. And then they all got sort of organized and by a man named Henry Monk, who was a compiler of hymns. And it was through his collection of hymns, ancient and modern, that this selection, God of Mercy, God of Grace, was preserved. So that's just a little background about this hymn, written long ago and yet surviving into the present with benefit to God's people. There are three themes in this hymn. The themes that I choose to focus on are mercy, grace, and praise. You know, we sometimes go about our approach to God as human beings, in a rather strange way, I think. We ask ourselves, what do I think of God? You know, the reverse of that is, what does God think of me? Because if we believe there is a God, and if we believe that this God has power and influence, then we might begin to concern ourselves as to how he feels about us. rather than how we feel about him. Although I guess it's kind of characteristic of us human beings that we organize ourselves around ourselves in such a way that we kind of forget that anything or anyone else exists. But I mean, that is a bit of a critical question, is it not? If there is a God, and he is God, what he thinks about us is potentially the end of the story. Like, if he doesn't care, well, that's kind of game over. But if this God cares for his creatures, then what will our response be to a God who cares? And the scriptures talk, you see, about, from beginning to end, about a God of mercy. And that's part of the theme that Lighty picks up in this paraphrase of Psalm 67. That God is a God of mercy. Because he looks at us, human beings, with all our foibles and failures and frustrations, and he has mercy. His response, you know, could be, well, I started things off right and you really screwed them up. You've had your chance. But no, God is a God of mercy. And, you know, it really all hinges on mercy. Now, it hinges, in fact, on mercy more than it hinges on justice. Now, I'm not in any way, and hear this clearly, I'm not in any way rebuking those who, in our time, cry out for justice. Because the injustices in our world are immense and everywhere. So I'm not rebuking those people who say they want justice, but you know, when you and I stand before God, we don't want justice, we need mercy. Because justice only gets us on the wrong side of the ledger. If God actually just deals with us according to what we have earned or deserved. Kind of bleak looking. But if God is a God of mercy, and if God is prepared to look upon his people in a spirit of mercy, then everything is changed. So, in the world, there may be occasions when we should cry out for justice. But when we come before God, our response should be to cry out for mercy. Now, Lighty has this theme of mercy linked with grace because, again, in biblical terms, you know, grace is the is God acting out his mercy. It's God applying his mercy. And the focus falls on what God has done in Jesus Christ. God's pardon, God's grace is not vague. Well, we kind of hope he'll forgive us. It's quite explicit in Scripture. And it is a grace that is explained to us as the events of the coming into this world of Jesus Christ unfold. Because this grace is accomplished at great price. As an expression of God's mercy, this grace is made freely available to those who hear God's voice. There is a little definition of grace which I don't know the origin of, really. I've heard it for years. I guess I should try and find out sometime. But it was an explanation of grace that went this way, that grace could be defined as gifts received at Christ's expense. And that very well sums up what the scriptures have to say about grace. Now listen to how Francis Leite expresses it in the hymn, which is a paraphrase of Psalm 67. God of mercy, God of grace, show the brightness of your face. Shine upon us, Savior, shine. Fill your church with light divine, and your saving health extend unto earth's remotest end. Having placed before us the themes of mercy and grace, the hymn writer then comes to our response. What do we do about this? What is our response? What are we to make of God, a God of mercy, who acts in grace in the sending of his Son? And the response that this calls forth from God's people is praise. Praise has many dimensions to it, but certainly in this context it includes thanksgiving to God, and a thanksgiving which is focused on his grace, not just on the fruits of his creation. And we are to be before God a thankful people, rejoicing every single day in what God has done in his mercy in Christ. And this is the way that Henry Francis Leite continues his hymn in verses 2 and 3. Let the people praise you, Lord. Be by all that live adored. Let the nations shout and sing glory to their gracious King. At your feet their tribute pay, and your holy will obey. Let the peoples praise you, Lord. Earth shall then its fruits afford. Unto us your blessing give. We to you devoted live. All below and all above, one in joy and light and love. God's people respond with praise. You know, it's interesting because when we talk of a worship service, what other ways do we sometimes refer to it? A service of praise. Because it is the response of God's people to what he has done. And of course, it incorporates a multitude of themes. But our praise would be hollow if it did not center on God's mercy and grace in Jesus Christ. We praise God not to somehow persuade him to look favorably upon us, but we praise God because in Christ he has looked favorably upon us and offered us his pardon and his peace. And I just leave with you as a concluding thought that Henry Francis Leite has two themes to his praise. One is the universality of praise, his desire, the expression in the hymn that all creation should praise the Lord. And all God's people should be responsive in praise. And the other that I kind of think we maybe miss sometimes is put before us in this hymn, and that is the unity of praise. You know, God's people can't always agree with each other about everything. But there should be a unity in the praise that we offer for God's grace in Christ. All the other little details get kind of pushed aside as God's people. In prayer, in music, and in the attitude of their hearts, express praise to the Lord. So, next time you sing God of Mercy, God of Grace, hear the words, think the thoughts, and may your praise be even more enthusiastic. Thanks be to God. Amen.